can argue, you can debate. Is it mental health? Is it crimes of hate? That makes people shoot up our daughters and sons. But first things first, get rid of the guns. If someone gets hurt, there's something he needs. The first thing is bandaging where it bleeds. Ask later who's responsible for whose actions. This is just like that, get rid of the guns. Will the talking heads say something vapid? Will homosexuals say something tough? Will politicians offer their thoughts and prayers? Thoughts and prayers aren't enough. Bulletproof backpacks, active shooter drills, learning how to minimize how many get killed, arming the teachers, telling kids where to run, doing everything but getting rid of the guns. When you got a problem with an obvious cause, you solve that problem, you write new laws. It isn't impossible, it isn't shrill to say take away what makes it so easy to kill. The whole damn country is lit on fire as the numbers get higher and higher and higher. Give it sheer America, we're number one. And it won't stop till we get rid of the guns. The Second Amendment doesn't keep us free when you can lose your life and liberty to an angry man with a weapon of war that was bought on sale at a Walmart store. Whatever grievance has taken root, it's harder to kill if there's nothing to shoot. There's one thing shootings have in common, and no more excuses, they've all been done. The only safe number of guns is none. So the time has come to get rid of the guns. The time has come to get rid of the guns. The time has come to get rid of the guns. The time has come to get rid of the guns. The time has come to get rid of the guns. The time has come to get rid of the guns.